This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected Hamas's latest offer for a ceasefire and return of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was still room for negotiation.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached. And we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Tuesday delivered its counteroffer to a ceasefire proposal drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs and delivered to the militant group last week by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Officials say a U.S. drone strike has killed a high-ranking militia commander in Iraq. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. officials suspect Kataib Hezbollah led an attack in Jordan late last month that killed three American troops. Today, two officials said a U.S. strike targeted a senior militia commander in Baghdad. And two officials with Iranian-backed militias say the strike killed Kataib Hezbollah's top operations commander for Syria. The strike comes days after the U.S. attacked dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's air defense systems intercepted two waves of Ukrainian airborne attacks on Wednesday, destroying a total of 12 rockets and drones over the southwestern region of Belgorod, Russian officials said. Russia's defense ministry said the initial attack was carried out with Czech-made Vampire drones, the same which were used in deadly strikes in late December. This is